and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, from Tatler, there was much excitement last week when the Sun reported on October 10th that royal aides were preparing for Prince Harry to fly over from America to drop in on his grandma in Windsor. Exclusive, read the headline. Wait till one gets home. Royal retainers had evidently been instructed to get Frogmore Cottage spruced up for Harry's homecoming. 2 days later, OK Magazine embellished the story. Unspecified staff reported that the prince would be returning to the UK for the first time since March for emergency meetings with his grandmother, though Harry was apparently refusing to stay in royal premises. Flush with his $100 million of Netflix cash, the prince was willing to splash out on a hotel. Then the fact-checkers got to work. How exactly was Harry going to cozy up to his 94-year-old grandmother, the highest category of COVID risk, in any significant fashion until after he had served 14 days of quarantine at Frogmore or his unspecified hotel? And what about the subsequent complications of safely reuniting with Meghan and baby Archie back in California after weeks in a high-risk Level 3 country? The story collapsed and vanished. The papers have no more to say about Harry's secret trip across the pond, but what appetizing hopes it had briefly raised of the current royal rift getting healed. Half of Britain must have smiled at the possibility of the Queen inviting her errant grandson home to be welcomed back into the bosom of the family. From the Express, Harry claimed that while London is celebrated as one of the most diverse cities in the world, when you get out on the street and you actually talk to people, it doesn't feel as diverse as it actually is. That did not go over so well. The Express reminds us demographic data backs up the idea that London is one of the most diverse cities in the world. In the last census, only 44.9% of Londoners were white British, with 37% born outside the UK, including 24.5% born outside of Europe. According to the Greater Londoner Authority, 44% of Londoners are ethnic minorities. However, different areas of London will have different ethnic makeups, so Harry's words appear to imply that he may have only visited some areas of the capital, according to the former chair of the Equalities and Human Rights Commissioner, Trevor Phillips. Mr. Phillips posed perhaps to stroll down the less passionate streets of London would show the couple something to make them change their minds. Pod Save the Queen host, Anne Gripper, and Daily Mirror royal editor Russell Myers chimed in on London Harry Gate. Miss Gripper said, I think the bit I found a little bit weird was when he said our city is really diverse, but when you go out on the street, it doesn't always appear that way. It's like, wait, where are you going? Mr. Myers added, why is he talking about London? They haven't lived in London for ages, haven't been in London. I thought that was pretty tone deaf as well, because that's not London. London's one of the most diverse cities in the world. Talk radio host Kevin O'Sullivan questioned how Prince Harry would have been able to get out on the street and actually talk to people, given that he is a member of the royal family and thus probably one of the most sheltered people in London. All sympathy to him. He can't do that. He's a prince. He's in line to the throne and a member of the royal family. But don't tell us that you did, because you didn't. And there you have it. I am Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and Kid Times.